See. God cannot be seen in external form - quoted, Philip's doubt was answered with words of reproof. He wished Christ to reveal the Father in bodily form, but in Christ God had already revealed himself. Is it possible, Christ said, that after walking with me, hearing my words, seeing the miracle of feeding the 5,000, of healing the sick of the dread disease leprosy, of bringing the dead to life, of raising Lazarus, who was a prey to death, whose body had indeed seen corruption, you do not know me? Is it possible that you do not discern the Father in the works that he does by me? Christ emphatically impressed upon them the fact that they could see the Father by faith alone. God cannot be seen in external form by any human being. Christ alone can represent the Father to humanity. This representation the disciples had been privileged to behold for over 3 years. As Christ was speaking these words, the glory of God was shining in his countenance, and all present felt a sacred awe as they listened with rapt attention to his words. They felt their hearts more decidedly drawn to him, and as they were drawn to Christ in greater love, they were drawn to one another. They felt that heaven was very near them, that the words to which they listened were a message to them from the Heavenly Father. The divine authority of Jesus, the world's Redeemer, was equal with God. His authority was as the authority of God. He declared that he had no existence separate from the Father. The authority by which he spoke, and wrought miracles, was expressly his own, yet he assures us that he and the Father are one. As legislator, Jesus exercised the authority of God, his commands and decisions were supported by the sovereignty of the eternal throne. The glory of the Father was revealed in the Son, Christ made manifest the character of the Father. He was so perfectly connected with God, so completely embraced in his encircling light, that he who had seen the Son, had seen the Father. His voice was as the voice of God. Preparation for the storm of temptation, believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Their faith might safely rest upon the evidence given by Christ's works, works that no man had ever done or ever could do. They could reason that humanity alone could not do these wonderful works. Christ was seeking to lead them up from their low state of faith to the experience that they might have received by seeing what he had done in giving a higher education, and in imparting a knowledge of what he was, God in human flesh. How earnestly and perseveringly our compassionate Savior sought to prepare his followers for the storm of temptation that was soon to beat about them. He would have had them hid with him in God. Obedience possible in our humanity, we are not to serve God as if we were not human, but we are to serve him in the nature we have, that has been redeemed by the Son of God. Through the righteousness of Christ we shall stand before God pardoned, and as though we had never sinned. We will never gain strength in considering what we might do if we were angels. We are to turn in faith to Jesus Christ, and show our love to God through obedience to his commands. God loves the obedient as his own son. The believer may bear the testimony in his life and character that God loves the human agent who obeys his commands as he loves his son. How amazing is this statement, almost beyond the comprehension of the finite mind. See. Christ's purity annoyed Satan. Amid impurity, Christ maintained his purity. Satan could not stain or corrupt it. His character revealed a perfect hatred for sin. It was his holiness that stirred against him all the passion of a profligate world, for by his perfect life he threw upon the world a perpetual reproach, and made manifest the contrast between transgression and the pure, spotless righteousness of one that knew no sin. This heavenly purity annoyed the apostate foe as nothing else could do, and he followed Christ day by day, using in his work the people that claimed to have superior purity and knowledge of God, putting into their hearts a spirit of hatred against Christ, and tempting his disciples to betray and forsake him.